Yes, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Phil's guest today will be Tom Dafka, talking about the new documentary Hendry, and we'll also have Father James McCorders, who is issuing a formal apology surrounding his comments about the rapture. And now here's Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much, General Galen Shaw, and we do have Tom Dafka. We also do have Father James McCorders. Do you any of you know?
Well, he said something. I think he published something on campus there at Belmar Academy. Was it on your show?
I don't know why.
Because he said he might have said it on the show.
We haven't had Father James McCorders on for a long time. I don't know. He said something offensive. We'll find out what it is. In the meantime, we have Tom Dafka joining us on the newsmaker line here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tom is in Chicago. And Tom, you wanted to talk a little bit about the forthcoming, not forthcoming, it's currently out, the documentary on Hendry.
Yeah, well, Phil, it's... it is on Hendry, and you're Hendry. It's interesting how you don't want to talk about, like, the first person.
No, I'd rather keep it as objective as I can, but yeah, you're right, it's about me.
Yeah, it's about you, and I did want to come on. David G. Hall asked me to come on, and several people in the business said that I should come on and say, officially, hey, congratulations, Phil, on your documentary and everything. And to that end, I'm very, congratulating you and like that.
It sounds to me like you're holding something back.
Well, a little bit,
What? Like what?
Well, holding something back,
Can I just jump in here and
Ms. Gray, I know that you think you know.
I know. I do. I want to jump in because I think what's going on here, Tom, is you feel as if you've been sidelined, or those of you in management have been sidelined.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
What do you mean sidelined?
Wait, just a minute. Hold on. Okay.
Well, because he feels that here's the talent getting all the glory.
Wait, Phil, can I speak?
Okay, let's let Tom say what he wants to say.
Fine.
Oh, yeah, thank you. where did you get the idea? I would like to hear from Ms. Gray. Where did you get the idea that I feel that, quote, I've been sidelined?
Not you necessarily sidelined, but radio management was disparaged, they say, in this document. I know you didn't, Phil, but some people think you did.
I didn't disparage radio management at all in this, as far as I know.
Yeah, hey, as far as you know. See, it seems to me, Phil, that this is something to talk about.
Well, did you hear any disparagement of...
What is disparagement?
What's that?
What does disparagement mean?
Putting things down.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. This is a member of your staff.
Hold on for a minute, Dafka. What did you hear directly?
First of all, the name is Tom, if you don't mind.
Okay, Tom, what did you hear directly?
I didn't hear anything direct. What I'm telling you is the Hendry documentary... Let me just say what I want to say here, Phil.
Go ahead.
The Hendry documentary takes radio talent and it puts it way, 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 way high. And like you guys are all this and a bag of sneezoids, And
what are sneezoids? What are those?
You never had a sneezoid.
What is it, some kind of a Chicago treat?
A sneezoid is a small, delicate piece of taffy. It's very you look at it, it almost dissolves, but you unwrap it and you got to get it into your mouth before it dissolves.
I never heard of it.
Did you make that up?
Yes, I made it up.
Okay, Tom, what are we doing here, man?
I'm trying to get said what I want to say, but I wanted to use a metaphor there, and I have that.
You made up a sneezoid.
I made it up, okay?
You talk about me being a wacko.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, what's the point here, man? You're saying that radio management got sidelined or the talent got too much love? What?
I'm saying to you, Phil, I'm on your show now as a consultant and, yes, in a way, a representative of radio management to say, congratulations, you got a big documentary made about you. You're a big man. Okay?
That's not how I feel.
Oh, no. You're a real big... And the rest of us who worked hard in the radio management world to try to build radio stations, only to see them fall apart, and now we got no business... And there you are, and everybody talk about you changed the face of radio. I just find it to be very insulting. I find it to be very dismissive. I find it to be very abrasive. I find it to be extremely uncouth and boorish. I find it to be...
I get what you're saying, man. You don't like it. And I have to tell you, Tom, you make yourself sound a little small here, coming on and bitching about this, quote-unquote, on behalf of management, just because somebody did a documentary about me.
Do you understand what I'm talking about, right? They're talking about you like you're the biggest, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Excuse me. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
They're talking about the kind of show that I did. I don't think anybody's saying Phil Hendry was responsible for radio success.
Well, I mean, I'm hearing all these chumps. And I saw David G. Hall, and David's a good man, and I respect him deeply, very deeply. But he's on there talking about you like you're all this. And then I heard all these, and you didn't even have nobody for me. You had Mike Crozier, you had David Hall, you had...
What are you talking about, guys from radio?
Yeah, I think that's the only two guys that you had.
Well, wait, we had Mike, we had David, we had, I think we had, didn't we have anybody else?
No, I think that's it.
Well, we had Christine Blackmore. She's from television. Okay, well, I mean, how many... What we're talking about with the essence of this thing was about the kind of the humor, the kind of material we did.
No, it was not. It talked all about you being about on the radio, and they never once had the common courtesy or decency to have on, other than David Hall and other than Mike Crozier, never. Oh, yeah, they had that young lady.
Tori Ryder. Tori was a radio host, too. Tori was on the air in Portland, Chicago, all over the place.
Yeah, and also, she was your girlfriend at one time. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Yeah, see? Why didn't you bring that out?
What's to bring out? Yeah, Tori was my girlfriend at one time. She's married now, has two great kids, and she and I, that was like 30 years ago.
Look at it. You don't look at this. See, this is what I'm talking about, General. He doesn't want to talk about that.
What's the big deal? The guy isn't with her anymore. Why do you want to make an issue out of that?
Because I think it's significant that the guy got his girlfriend, you know.
Yeah.
To come on and talk.
Okay, Tom. So you're feeling ass hurt.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on.
You're feeling ass hurt because as a member of what you think is management, you're a consultant, you're not even in radio management, you feel that management was sidelined in this documentary. You don't think they got their due.
I'm telling you, Phil, that the success you had on the air, in radio, was due in part to the great support you got from radio management.
You know what? You're right. In some instances, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Hey, I'm talking to Henry over here.
Stick with me right here, okay? You're on the air.
Oh, sorry. Phil, you just went... You didn't even spit it out.
I'm saying in some instances.
Well, what does that mean? So in the other instances, they rammed it up there with a give it a wall brush? Sorry.
You know, you people with the cracking voices, I mean...
Hey, General, you were the guy that started all out there a couple of summers ago with the dry throat.
No, but you guys, you betray your fear when your voices start to crack because you can't get out what it is you want to say.
My fear? How dare you? I'm talking to Henry.
Your voice is cracking because you're getting scared.
Oh, boy. I got a little bit of a cold.
All right, let's forget that, okay? So what is the essential point you're making here about the biography? You said you wanted to come on here and congratulate us on the documentary.
I do want to congratulate you on the documentary, Phil, but I want to remind everybody listening that there was a team of people everywhere that Phil Hendry went that supported him. There was a team of producers. There was the teams of salespeople. There was teams of radio management people. There were people all over the country at every radio station what Phil Hendry ever worked at that supported him.
Yes, you're absolutely right, man. Just as there's a team of people that support comics or actors, I don't know that when we see a documentary about these people...
Are you going to be done anytime soon? Because I haven't...
I'm sorry?
Well, you're starting to give a speech.
I'm answering you point for point here, if you don't mind there, Tom.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, in any instance, any story of success, there's a team of people that support that individual. If you do a documentary about the guy, do you have to start reporting on all of that?
Oh, so, do we have to start? Did you mention me at all? No, you didn't mention me. And
of course I didn't.
Well, I know, because I don't technically consult your show, but I might have consulted your show if David
David Hall?
I'm sorry, if David Hall... gave it the green light.
Okay, so let me address your problem here, okay?
I ain't got no problem, Phil. I got no special problem, okay?
Now, let me address your problem. Yes, you're right. At every radio station I was at, there were general managers, there were salespeople, and a lot of them worked their ass off, and a lot of them supported the hell out of me. And at Premier Radio, we had Peter Trippi, who did our affiliation, and we had Craig Kitchen leading up the sales effort there. And I appreciate everything that they did, and they did what the best they could. Now, you're going to start getting me into trouble here if you ask me what kind of a job did they do. Did I think they did the best job possible? I don't want to answer that question.
Oh,
you just want to hear Phil get into what you guys call the shit.
Wow, get a load of the mouth on you.
Hey, let me tell you something, homeboy. Anytime, day or night, you can...
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying that you're holding back. You want to talk some crap about people.
No, I do not want to talk crap about people. But not everybody did a great job, and not everybody was in my corner, and not everybody made life easy for me, and that's just the way it is in the world of radio. And if you think I'm going to hold back on that, every cat in radio knows that. Everybody's ever worked in that business knows that there was management in a lot of places that made life living hell for you. They didn't want content. They just wanted you to put garbage on the air. They thought they could sell that a lot easier than whatever it was you were creating. So, no, I ain't going to go there with you, man.
What a dick, man.
Hey, you know something, Tom? What I ought to do is just hang up on you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I just said... See, you just proved it. You just made the effort of everybody to try...
Hey, look, Dovka, why don't you quit while you're ahead, okay?
Hey, no. I'm saying to Henry and to everybody out there listening that Mr. Henry... And I know my voice cracked because I don't have fear. I'm pissed off, okay?
Tom, you're going to have to just climb off your high horse, accept the fact that somebody did a documentary about me, and it'll be a few months, and then it'll fade away, and we'll be back to where we are. How about that?
A few months, and it'll fade away, huh? You think?
Yeah, it's like everything else, man. You know, somebody else will come on the horizon. It's the hot shit. But in the meantime, we'll make hay while the sun shines.
What does that mean, make hay?
We'll do the best we can with what we've got.
Hey, Ms. Gray, let me ask you something. Do you speak for Mr. Henry? Because every time I'm trying to make a point, you jump in like you're his mother.
I'm jumping in because I've got a point to make, chump. I've got a point to make, and you couldn't jump anywhere on account of you weigh 300 pounds.
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
Okay, I'm going to remember that for as long as I live that you said that.
All right, well, you called up wanting to start a problem, and you did.
I did not. I'm just saying, you remember, Phil... that in the days of radio, a guy like me, Tom Dovka, I could walk into the control room and tell you to shut up, play the music. I could tell you, don't do that bit, do the other bit. I could suspend you. God damn it.
Yeah, and you can't do that anymore, can you, Dovka? Because there is no radio.
Oh, you just let that man say that.
Well, is he wrong?
Excuse me, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Look, Tom, I'm going to let you go, okay?
Yeah, okay, you let me go. You just remember, Phil, there was a time when I could walk into the control room.
Yeah, and you could suspend me or make me do overnights and, punish me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I could. Now.
Now you can't because guess what? Phil had a documentary made about him and you're still eating lunch in a hot car at noon on a highway outside of Chicago.
What?
Okay, thanks very much.
What did you just say?
I'm just quoting you. You said you were sitting in a car, and it was hot, 12 noon. You're eating a sandwich while everybody else is living large.
I'm eating a sandwich.
Okay, Tom Dovka, who is a guy that I respect and I like, but he's always, always, always trying to start some shit.
Yeah, that's right, Miss Henry.
Well, the guy, sounds to me like he got his feelings hurt. He's upset because, for the next 5 minutes, they're talking about you.
Yeah, and that's about right, your fame or your glory, whatever the hell it is, lasts for about 5 minutes. But the thing he said there, which I got to tell you is true,
watch out.
Well, no, I'm not going to watch out. I mean, the fact of the matter is that in this game called the radio business, which, does not exist anymore, not in the sense that it did. No, it wasn't always easy. No, you didn't always have management people that made life easy for you. You didn't have salespeople that worked that hard, and you didn't have, behind-the-scenes people that worked that hard. Sometimes you're at a gig that was living hell on earth, man, and you were trying to get the job done while other people are just sitting on their ass doing nothing. I mean, that was the reality in some instances. Not all, but, I mean, that's the radio world, and that we didn't talk about that on the documentary.
Well, it sounds to me like you wished it. Yes, Tom Dovka.
Oh, for crying. Let me go ahead. Yeah, Tom.
Hey. Let me tell you something. You should say on the duck. you didn't have the guts to say in the documentary that people were sitting on their ass doing nothing while you were making the fake voices and going, hey, I'm Bobby Dooley and all that stuff.
No, I did not, because I didn't want to start a whole, you know, a shitstorm.
I mean, you know.
Thanks, Tom. We'll be right back. The world fit. We got,
Yeah, we got Father James the Quarter. We want to talk about the rapture, you know.
Oh, for God's sake.
The rapture with Father... Okay, Father James McQuarters, coming up next to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Me? Yeah, you know, Phil, I really resent the fact that I agreed to do a promo for your show after you basically taking me outside and saying, here's the new outhouse that we ordered, and then everybody comes and squats right over my mouth.
He's not... Okay, this is Jed. Is he there?
Yeah, you want to still do the promo?
No, I don't want to do any promo.
All right, this is General Galen Shaw reminding you to get a backstage... What a chicken. Reminding you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com.
Yeah, this is... Okay, this is Tom Dobkin. Get a backstage pass.
Yeah, when you're not using Tom as an outhouse.
Man, I'll take...
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website... Under $10 for the month, under $7 a month for the year, and you get 60,000 hours of digital and radio content. There's all kinds of video casts, home movies. We have Milwaukee Lion football. You just have to listen to believe that to find out what that is. We also have podcasts from Dr. Ed Elcott and Bobby Dooley, and long and short form comedy, all kinds of stuff. Phil casts, it just goes on and on. We have our monthly announcements. Those are monthly announcements, Phil? It's time for us. They're actually almost biannually now, or semi-annually, or whatever. But we have those. Also, check out the homepage. You can see the trailer for the Phil Hendry Show, for the Hendry doc, at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We're going to Belmar Academy, where Father James McQuarters is the headmaster over there and on the administrative board at Belmar. But this doesn't have anything to do with the education, Father McQuarters. How are you? A long time, no talk.
Yes, and a pleasant day to everyone. Thank you.
Father, yesterday we had a, you know, big event, the eclipse, but also conversations around a Christian belief in the rapture. And you had made or published some comments, I think, if I'm not mistaken, published either comments on our show or on someone else's show.
Made the comments to Dr. Ed Elcott, who had asked me to come on the program, and I think he used them in one of his presentations. And I'm very regretful, and I was asked by Father Staley, I was asked also by the administrative board, Mr. Kaulinga, and some others, to apologize for the remark, and as well to apologize by being forthcoming and honest about what the remark was.
Now, I want to say, Phil, and this is very important, that it
does not in any way reflect on my beliefs or my friendship or my association with the families at Belmar Academy.
I was frustrated and tired at the time that I said it.
You were frustrated and tired at the time you said it, so it was obviously offensive.
It was taken as offensive, yes.
Okay, so what we had, what happened?
What happened was I was being asked over and over and over again about the rapture. Now, the Catholic faith does believe in a kind of a rapture where Jesus brings to heaven all of the saved souls. In the Catholic belief, this is a one-time event. In some Protestant beliefs, the rapture takes place three times.
What do you mean three times?
Yes, sometimes some people believe that there's one rapture, and then Jesus sends a tribulation on the people that remain, and there's another rapture, and there's three of them.
There's three, and this is not Catholic.
No, the Catholic faith doesn't adhere to that. So that was the background, all right? And I got asked here at Belmar by some, because not all the families and not all the parents here are Catholic.
Yeah, I understand. So you have a lot of... And you're kind of non-denominational, aren't you?
We're non-denominational, yes. We just believe in having more families here at Belmar with us.
All right, so what was said?
I was being asked over and over, hey, Father, what do you think of the rapture? Hey, Father, should I be standing around for the rapture? Do you think I should go out for the rapture? Are you going to be standing for the rapture? People were waiting around for the rapture. And someone was holding a tape recorder.
I said, Josie, play the tape, will you? We got the tape here, Phil.
Hey, Father, I'm going to stand. Should I wait on the rapture?
If you want to stand around filming, you want to stand around filming your dick all day?
Well,
do you want to stand around thumbing your dick all day, yes or no?
No, sir, I don't.
But I don't stand around waiting on the rapture. The rapture happens. If you want to stand around playing thumb the dick.
Yeah. All right, Father.
So there you go. And it was said in a moment of frustration.
Someone was running a tape recorder. That sounded like it was rather confidential.
I didn't know someone was running the tape recorder. And this guy, Ed Elcott, got a hold of it and basically had me go into makeup for Planet of the Apes. You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
What am I doing? I love this guy. What am I talking about?
In other words, you mean you look like a monkey?
Yes, Phil, exactly. In other words, you mean you look like a monkey? Yes, that's exactly what happened. He monkeyed me up big time. And I said to Elcott, if I ever... I better not.
Well, look, did he say he was going to play this on the air?
He was tape recording me for one of his lectures. And I said, is this confidential? He said, well, Father, I'll be judicious, is the way he said it.
We really ought to be talking to him, should we?
Yeah, I can get him on the air.
Do you want us to get on Dr. Elcott?
Do I want you to get on, what do you mean, ride him like a horse?
No, put him on the air.
Okay, Phil, don't talk to me like I'm some kind of a bitch.
Dr. Ed Elcott joining us on the line here from... Wampa, New York. Dr. Elcott, I have Father James McQuarters, who has come on the air here and said basically, while you did tape record him saying, if you're going to stand around thumbing your dick during the...
Bill, this was a comment that was made by Father McQuarters. Good afternoon, Father.
Yes.
Father, I respect you, but I wanted to tape some of your ideas about the metaphysics of the Catholic Church and use them in my lectures.
I understand that, yes.
And you're the one who, in talking to that individual, one of the parents there at Belmar, who said, he said, should I be being aware of the rapture? And you said, if you want to stand around thumbing your dick all day.
I didn't know that you were going to publish this comment in front of 100 people.
I did not publish it in front of 100 people. There were 20 people at a meeting in Akron, Ohio, last week.
Well, somebody at that meeting ran with it and told us that what was said, and they also got around to telling the board there at Belmar Academy.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I will tell you this. I am not going to be held responsible for comments that you made yourself, Father McQuarters, there on campus.
Oh, why don't you shut up? Oh,
okay. I'm very happy to do that.
Yeah, no, seriously, Phil, can you cut this guy off? Because I'm telling you right now,
Father...
Thank you.
Just tell Father McQuarters.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later, Father. Thank you. We just need it. Yeah. He's on the rag, you know.
What is he? Are you talking about me?
Let me talk. Father, I mean, Doctor, I didn't mean to call you Father. Dr. Elcott will talk to you later. Not on the air, but later. Is this you? Who am I talking to? Father, this is an Arbuckle. Let me talk to Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott, thank you. Yes, sir, we'll talk to you.
Any control over that show that you do there?
Yes, we do. But you're the guy that made the comment. You know, what did the guy, I heard what the guy said.
He said, what do you think about the rapture, Father? Are you going to be waiting to get raptured up? And I said, you know what, if you want to stand around all day long playing thumb the dick, you go right ahead and do it. I'm sorry I said what I said. It was vulgar. Hold on for a minute. You kids, be quiet. You're passing by the classrooms. There's class. And I said, if you want to stand around thumbing your dick day in, day out, what are you laughing at? I got kids standing here, Phil. They're hearing every goddamn... Excuse my French. They're hearing everything that I'm saying.
All right. We'll let it go. Have you apologized? I don't know.
Yes, I apologize to the... I'm apologizing right now, Phil, and I apologize to the people in Akron. I've tape-recorded a message and said, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, on the one hand, I'm not... used to you being so, I don't appreciate the vulgarity and the vulgarity, you know.
Whatever, what are you talking about, Margaret?
I'm saying I don't appreciate the mouth. On the other hand, I do think certain confidences should be kept.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you know, you're standing there in the hallway to class at the school, Father McQuarters.
Did you forget my name?
No, I know what your name is.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And I didn't listen. I was tired. We'd been having daily parent-teacher conferences. I was up to my, excuse my French, Phil, but I was up to my ass
in all kinds of papers that I was having to grade. We've got the father, you know, we have a Coach Dozier situation. Will he be back this year? Will he not?
What's the answer to that?
Well, you know what? I don't know, Phil. I thought we're talking about my problem right now.
No, you're right.
Okay. So I had all of that going on, and in the meantime, here come some of these nuts. Hey, what do you think about the rapture, Father? Do you think that? And I said what I said. And you want to stand around all day long playing Spank the Monkey? You go right ahead. Be my guest.
All right. Father James McCorders, who is at, and the board heard this, too.
Yeah, they heard it.
Well, your job isn't threatened.
No, my job isn't threatened. Look, if I leave this school it collapses. That's the truth. And there's anybody listening for the school board right now and the PTO, they know if Father James McCorders leaves Belmar Academy, there is no Belmar Academy. The only thing left will be an oil slick made up of hair gel.
All right, Father.
You know, Phil.
Father James McCorders on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Somebody called the other day. They said, why do you cut people off? I said, I don't cut them off. They said, yes, you do. I said, I hang up on them when we're done talking to them.
Well, it sounds like you cut them off.
Because they keep talking.
Yeah, but you could say, okay, bye, Father, goodbye.
I do, and they keep on talking. So, well, it sounds kind of rude. I frankly don't care. I mean, if I say, hey, bye, see you later, and they're still talking, you know, that's just the way it is. Don't be a smartass, bud. Don't do that.
Sorry.
Oh, he cuts you off.
Yeah. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you, Father James McCorders. Thank you. Thank you very much, Tom Dafka. Don't forget to go to the website, philhenryshow.com. Right there on our homepage is the trailer for the documentary, Henry. Yeah. Not hard to believe.